Hey guys, you're listening to The Reset on Radio Buzz 101 with Nate Mikes, and we got on the phone right now with us the legendary and our very good friend Matt Fink, the doctor who played with Prince from, what was it, 79 to 91, Matt?
Yeah.
How you doing, bud? How was, so last night you did a show with Purple Experience. How was that in Chicago?
It was awesome. You know, I mean, it was a wonderful show, and you know, the people that came to see us in the Chicago area really needed to be there. You know, it was important to everybody to celebrate him. So it was a great night for everybody.
I wish I was there. You know? I wish I was there, man.
Yeah. I wish you could have been there, too.
That the energy and everything must have just been crazy.
Yeah, it was. It was absolutely crazy there.
Yeah.
Sold out at the Arcata. It's called the Arcata Theater, which is rated the number one music venue in really the greater Chicago area.
Oh, cool.
One of the best. It's really a great place.
Yeah.
So.
So, how have you been holding up?
I'm up and down.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to keep it together at times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could tell us a funny Prince story or something, you know, from back in the day.
Yeah, well, when we were getting ready to do the Purple, this is kind of funny but not funny at the same time.
Yeah.
We were getting ready to do the Purple Rain tour, and we were doing dress rehearsals, technical rehearsals with the full stage set and lighting and everything. And the day that they tried using the first time they tried using the kind of old-fashioned clawfoot tub for the end of the song When Doves Cry, which he was going to he climbs into the tub at the end, and then it's way up on a like a hydraulic platform.
Yeah.
You know, he disappears, you know, behind the stage or under the stage. Well, he got in that thing for the first time, and they had forgotten to secure the feet of the tub to the platform.
Stop.
And this was like a really lightweight fiberglass tub. It wasn't like an old style, a real one. You know, they had to make something that's easy to, you know, get around with.
Yeah.
And as soon as he laid back in the tub, it flipped over backwards and went off of the platform and hit the floor, you know, like whatever, 9-10 feet below.
Oh my God.
And, of course, you know, everybody gasped and freaked out and ran to his aid and you know, said, don't move. Are you okay? You know, blah, blah. And luckily for him and all of us, he didn't break anything, and he just bruised his hip. One of his hips got bruised pretty good, but he survived it. And of course, the rehearsal was canceled immediately for the rest of the day. Who knows who got fired after that, but
somebody.
Anybody. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a nice little interesting background story there.
I mean, that's something that, you know, I don't think has ever been shared before, you know? That's amazing.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, Prince is renowned for his practical jokes and stuff, and one time backstage at the Minneapolis Arena, the old Met Sports Center, where the old hockey team, the North Stars, used to play. We were doing a hometown show for the 1999 tour, and one of the local music critic journalists was about to come in and from the big paper, from the Minneapolis Tribune, and interview Prince at backstage in the dressing room. So he said to all of us, he said, "Now I want you to come in during the interview, and I want you to start an argument with each other about something. And you guys are going to get really pissed at each other, and then pushing each other and shoving and get into like a physical fight, and then start throwing and things around the dressing room and trash the dressing room."
That's awesome.
Like a bunch of crazy monkeys, you know, like act like you're gorillas in the woods, you know?
Yeah.
And we went, okay, that sounds like fun. And so we pulled that one off. That was you had to be there to witness the reaction of the journalist whose name is John Bream, who, by the way, is a very good friend of mine, of course, these days. So, yeah, that was Prince's nature, and just fun-loving and love to play pranks like that.
I mean, that's a lot of the stuff that I've heard, you know, and it's not the stuff that you normally associate with him is his sense of humor.
Right.
But when you know, sometimes some of the deeper tracks and things, you hear a little bit more of the humor, and it's funny stuff.
Exactly.